What do you call it, small
stream? Now, sometimes there's just little places in the field, call them gullies.
That's right. That's what I was trying to think of. Because I've heard someone say, Granny, you know this, I'm sure. I wish I could think of what this person said, but it was raining so hard, they said it was a gully something.
Yeah.
Well, what do you call it when it rains really hard? A gully washer or a gully washer?
Yeah, a gully washer, yeah.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah. Had a gully washer.
I never heard that expression before.
You didn't?
No. How's it going on? Is it a gully washer? Is that what you call it?
Yeah. It just rained so hard, just washed out a big gully.
Yeah.
And they call it a gully washer.
Isn't that funny? What do you call that real small stream of water? What do you call it? A little small, tiny stream of water.
Well, a branch.
Yeah. Any other names? Small, a branch? Or?
No. Not that I know of.
What's the name of this little stream that flows through the town here?
That's Trace Creek.
Okay. Let's see here.
Now, it's not a big... Now, when it gets up and rains a lot, it gets up pretty big, but...
Well, what's the
goes dry in spots along up this far.
What's the difference then between this Trace Creek and what'd you call a small creek? You call it a branch?
Branch.
Yeah. What's the difference between a creek and... Is there any difference?
Well, a branch comes from, most of the time, from the hills out of a holler,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
And this creek, I don't know where it comes... Now, this is the same creek that comes through Jim and Pat's farm.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's no... I mean, it's like, is a creek usually larger or is it the same size?
Yeah. Some creeks are large and others.
But is it larger than a branch? A branch?
Yeah.
Smaller? Or?
Yeah. A branch, now, just like it rained hard, and the branch would get up and come down the hall. Now, where we lived out in the country, we lived in the mouth of a holler, and there was a branch right there at the edge of the yard. And when it'd get up, when it'd rain hard, well, that branch would get full of water, but it'd run into the creek and soon run out.
Hmm.
It'd just come from the drainage of the woods, you know, of the holler.
Yeah.
The hills.
Okay. Let me see here. What do you call a very small rise in the land?
No. Small rise in...
A rise. Small little rise in the land. You know. If it's flat and all of a sudden you see a rise. In the,
yeah.
What do you call it?
I don't know. A bank, I guess.
Okay. Oh, here's one. What do you call that thing you turn right there to open the door?
Hinge?
No, right there.
Door bolt?
No, the round thing. What do you call that?
That?
Yeah.
It's a door bolt.
Okay, wait, let me see. this right here.
That's what I'm talking about.
You call it a door bolt?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the difference. I call that a doorknob.
Doorknob.
Yeah, but here you call it a door bolt.
Well, see, either one, I reckon, be okay.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Because it's just different, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any kind of a land that might be called a knob? Have you ever heard that expression?
Which?
Land. When they say, "Hey, that's a knob of land."
You know. Now, no, nothing on the where my daddy's farm was in Missouri was called Knob Hill.
Knob Hill. What do you
it's
think?
Just a high place. Just a higher, you know, Missouri is low.
Yeah.
And it was just a higher piece of ground.
And so they just called it Knob Hill?
Yeah.
Hmm.